Yeah, it's a good day for news if you like the rhythm of the language. Hey, the phone's ringing. Who could that be? I guess I'll answer it.
Hello?
Credit One Bank calls to contact a member of your household regarding an offer we recently mailed to your address. If you would like to find out more about the offer, or if you would prefer not to be contacted in the future, please call 1-800-796-7541.
Hello?
Hello, please speak to Candace from the Valley.
Yeah, Candace is here. You want to speak to Candace? All right.
Yeah.
I will get her.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Good day to you. Is this Miss Candace LaValle?
Yes.
Okay, that's great, ma'am. My name, ma'am, is Tom Wade, and I am calling on behalf of Credit One Bank, and we are here calling you, Miss LaValle, to inform you that since you are, ma'am, a long-time valued credit card holder with us, you will be receiving here, ma'am, your credit protection for your Credit One account. And this is just our way, ma'am, of saying thank you for being our valued credit card holder. But before that, Ms. LaValle, for your convenience here and proper understanding, Credit One Bank will provide you first with additional information which you will receive within the next 10 days. And that is for you, ma'am, to look it over so you may see for yourself how the great benefits of this protection will work for you in the convenience of your own home. Now, in order for us, ma'am, to send all the information to you is to confirm your mailing address. And that would be at number 1594, Case Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, with a zip code of 55106. Is that correct, Ms. LaValle?
No, that's my mother's address.
Your mother's address?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, do you have your home address itself?
My home address is 666 Mephistopheles Avenue. Do I need to spell that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think it's M-E-P-H-E-S-T-O-P-H-E-L-E-S.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that is at Minnesota also?
Well, no, it's not hot enough in Minnesota for that to be accurate.
Oh. So what would you, what is the state, ma'am?
Well, it's Death Valley, California.
California, oh, I see. The zip code is?
666 00.
Okay, so anyway, thank you very much for telling me, ma'am. So if you have any further questions regarding to
I do have questions. I do have questions.
What is your question?
Is this because I owe some money?
Oh, well, ma'am, not necessarily, ma'am. But you are one of our valued credit card holder.
How can I be a valued credit card holder when I probably get a call from you guys every single day looking for more and more and more and more money from me, and apparently I owe lots of money to you? How do I go from that to valued customer?
Well, ma'am, we are calling you today, ma'am, for you to take this great opportunity because this will protect you, ma'am, in times of financial uncertainties, all right? Because based in our records here, it shows that your account is currently not protected with our credit protection. And all we want, ma'am, is for you to at least look this over so you may see for yourself on hand how the great benefits of this protection will work for you in the privacy, ma'am, of your own home. And that is all because you are one of our valued credit card holders. So keep on having credit with us since you are a valued customer.
Would you ever like to become a pen pal of mine?
A what?
A pen pal.
We are not allowed, ma'am, to do that, Mr. LaValle, because this is just regarding, ma'am, to your credit protection in your account.
They don't allow conjugal visits?
What?
They don't allow you conjugal visits?
Conjugal visits, why?
Well, where you can take a break from the job and go into a special room.
No. That is not allowed, ma'am, with us. This is not a, this is not like another establishment, ma'am, okay?
No,
so
I
have just strictly business only.
Oh.
So anyway, Ms. O'Valley, if you have any more questions, ma'am, regarding this.
I do have more questions.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you how frustrating this is. I kid you not, I have probably mailed in thousands of dollars to you people. I'm being quite serious.
Mm-hmm.
On at least 64 different occasions, I have probably mailed in upwards of $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in cold hard cash. It's so troubling to continue to receive collection calls. I sold my mother's jewelry. I sold my grandfather's collection of antique cars. I made my nieces and nephews take additional jobs just to finance the repayment of my debts. Two of them died doing that. They were working as sharecroppers in Louisiana. Lightning took them out. You know, I'll tell you something, and I've told this to some of you people. You cannot squeeze blood from a turnip, and you cannot milk a stone, and you cannot pull an oyster out of a little vaporized clam. You know, you can't mine coal from a pack of Wrigley gum or play chopsticks on the piano if you're being held down by the Taliban. You can't find a mirror that'll make Rosie O'Donnell look better or build a time machine that can get you to Dealey Plaza, November 63. I've tried. I got close. I saw George Wallace take one in the spine. I used to have a beautiful home in the Hamptons before I had to live in Death Valley. I now live in what is essentially a overturned plastic bucket. I suck on discarded chicken bones from my neighbor's trash bin. So where is all this money that I'm going to be dealing with going to come from?
Okay, so Mr. Valley, just to ask you, how much is your credit line for today?
Pardon?
How much is your credit line, your current credit line now?
Four.
What?
Four.
What four?
You asked me.
Yes, I'm asking, how much is your credit line?
Yes, four. Four.
For what? 400? 4,000?
For he is a jolly good fellow. No, $4.
Oh. Your credit line is $4.
Now I'll
so
tell
you. You're paying too much.
Now I'll tell you something. Being broke is dehumanizing, humiliating, and yet I'll tell you something. Over the last couple of months, freeing and liberating. In many ways, it's wonderful to cut ties with the material world and live more as a mystic or a monk, with one foot in this world, one foot in the next, serving no one but the cosmic consciousness of which we are all intricately a part. But I'll tell you, sir, I get hungry, and I get lonely, and I get cold at night, and I get to thinking life for me is a torturous karmic payback for some heinous existence in a previous go-round. Hello? Hello?